Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society. Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وَعَلَىٰ آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ. We are still discussing about the social etiquettes, adab al-mu'ashara, social etiquettes. We did look at many, many angles, and today, again, we are going to tackle one problem, of which if we solve this problem, then majority of our problems will be solved. Meaning to say that what we are discussing for now, these are the things which we need to try to avoid in order for us to stay nicely together, to socialize with other people. So today, inshallah, or rather in this episode, we are going to focus on anger. In order for us to socialize or to stay together, we need to do one more thing, which is not to become angry. Of course, we are talking about anger in as far as personal issues is concerned. We need to know that in as far as staying together, one way or the other, we are going to slide on each other. So whenever it happens, as a Muslim, what must we do? Are we going to hold each other's throat? Or are we going to quarrel? So Islam have got a solution to all these viewers of Madani Channel, which we are going to listen, so that whenever we listen to this, inshallah, by the grace of Allah Almighty, we will have good social etiquette manners. An Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, anna rajulan qala lin nabi, that once upon a time a man came to the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did go and approached the intercessor of the Ummah, and he said to him, Ya Rasulallah, O the Messenger of Allah, O the Habib of Al-Ilah, give me advice. Qal, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then gave him advice. Really, we are listening to it, and we are learning also that when someone come and request that we need to advise, or is seeking advice from us, we need to try to give the best advice. Is this man did go to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he asked, Ya Rasulallah, O the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, advise me. And whenever we hear a hadith starting with this, we need to know that it is a very, very important hadith. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La taghdab, don't be angry, don't be angry. Faraddada miraran, so the Sahaba profusely repeated the request. Qal, then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam keep on responding with only one answer. La taghdab, don't be angry. Now, viewers of Madani Channel, this is the hadith which we are going to take our Madani pill for the episode of today. Don't be angry. If you want your relationship to continue, don't be angry. If the wife is quick in being angry, and the husband is quick in being angry, there's nothing which we can going to solve. Anger is not a solution. It's a problem. We need to understand like that. Anger in itself and within itself is not a solution, it's a problem. Discussion and toleration is the exchanging of wisdom. So when we quarrel, when we are angry, there's nothing which we're going to solve. Actually, it is a problem also. So the man was told by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he must not be angry. Now, if we want to check this saying and put it into scrutiny, we will see that in hadha al-hadith, the hadith which we just have listened today, hadithun azimun, it's a very great, novelous, marvelous narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With each and every time whereby you control your anger, after the anger you see immediately that you are rewarded. How? By you not causing physical damages, spiritual damages. You can be angry to your spouse. If you react, you hit him or her, then tomorrow when the anger surpasses the marks and the bruises in their face, it will make you feel offended yourself. You know, in English you say that if you hurt the one whom you love, you will hurt yourself most. Because the hurt will return back to you. You know, when you become angry, you start to say abusive words. When you start to say abusive words, you start to react in an abusive manner. When you start to behave in an abusive manner, you cause collateral damage, maximum damage. You end up giving capital punishment. You end up exceeding the limits, because no one will be angry, an anger which is equivalent to what has been caused. But his anger will be even more than the damage which was caused already. لا تتعرض لأسباب الغضب. It means that stay away even from those matters which will cause you to be angry. Stay away from them. When we say don't be angry, or rather when it is said don't be angry, what does it mean? It means that stay away even from those things which will make you to be angry. Stay away from those things which will make you even to be angry. So also, yeah, the Holy Prophet ﷺ is telling us, لا تغضب, don't be angry. So don't even come to those wasail, wasila, those things which will make you, or to go to those occasions which will make you to be angry. Like somebody say, come, I want to challenge you to fight. Don't go there. Avoid all the things which will make you to angry. Because anger is into us. It was created as a test unto us. It is a spark which can happen unto us, which it breathes only inside. How? And another explanation, لا تفعل, don't do ما يأمرك به لغضب. Whatever anger, that is another meaning. The muhaddithin were explaining. The first meaning we say that, they say that to stay away from even those asbab which will cause you to be angry. Because if you go and you present yourself and you fall in these things, you'll be angry. So it's either you need to avoid those things, otherwise you'll be angry. Then another explanation which they gave is that لا تفعل ما يأمرك به لغضب. Don't do those things which anger is commanding you to do. Because if you are angry, okay, try to control it. First, stay away from it. Now, if you are angry, what must you do? Try to surpass it. Try to control it. Because whatever anger commands, it is not good. It will tell you, finish him. Teach him a lesson. Now, people, they end up killing one another and say that I taught him a lesson. How can a dead man learn a lesson? So the second meaning is that don't do those things which anger is commanding you to do. وَيَحْمِلُكَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَقْوَالٍ وَالْأَفْعَالِ. So, if anger is commanding you to do certain action, don't do it. If it is commanding you to say certain words, don't say them. Surpass it. وَقَدْ مَدَحَ نَبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. In one hadith, the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made madah. He praised. الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ. The one who control himself at the time of anger. The one who control himself at the time of anger. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised him. Faqal, then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Laysa shadidu bisur'atin. He is not a winner, he is not a wrestler. He is not a strong man. Bisur'ah. The one who can who wrestles. The one who wrestles, he's not being in the sight of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarded as a strong man. Inna mashadid, the one who is regarded as a strong man, alladhi yamliku nafsahu inda al-ghadab, is the one who is able to control his anger. So now, anger is something we need to control. This temper, to act on your temper when it is bad, not to be bad tempered, you need to control it. Because if you does not control it, it will control you. It will make you to go to wrong avenues and directions. So the Holy Prophet ﷺ told us that a strong man, the one who wrestle, who fight, but the strong man is indeed the one who is able to control his anger. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal said in Surah Al-Imran, verse number 134, that those who control their anger and those who forgive people. Now, the verse was telling us the characteristics of the Jannati, the people of Jannah. From among their characteristics is that they control their anger and also they forgive the people. Because the only way, if you want to be the best in controlling your anger, is just forgive. You know, just forgive and forget. Somebody does wrong unto you, forgive. You want to put it into consideration, that's when you start to be angry. Why you've done such and such? Bearing in mind that we must know that we all make mistakes. So if you want to count on the people, they've got many mistakes. So if you want to be angry in each and every person's mistake, you won't be staying, you spoil your day in the, you spoil your stay in the dunya. Because people who do wrongs, they are the majority. To do right, they are the minority. And at the end of the day, we need to understand that this is not paradise. It is the world, it is the dunya. So we expect that one way or the other, we will be paraded in a situation whereby we are called to be angry. But we need to avoid to be angry. If we are angry now, we need to surpass the anger. The servants of Allah, Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, they are the ones who work in this dunya with dexterity, with humility. And whenever any ignorant person provokes them, they only reply with good words. They don't fight back. You know, if somebody swear, then you swear. If he swear, you swear back. You know, that's when the fight will start. But if you swear, if he swear, you give him soft words, then there's no anything, you know, like, you know, if somebody start a fire, you won't put petrol or paraffin in the fire. You just have got to put water into it. That is how to put this. So now, if you retaliate, that's when to cause the issue, the system, to be out of hand. We forgive other people, their mistakes, our mistakes also are going to be forgiven also. Kamata dino to done. Like how you do to others is going to be do. You know, they say that do to others what you want to be done unto you. Love your brother what you love for yourself. So this anger or this enmity which we caused by angry, it will destroy the social etiquettes. It is not from among us the social etiquette that you become angry. You won't socialize. You won't solve anything. So from this hadith, let me just summarize. We've learned many things. Number one, we learned that the believers, they are the people who always ask for advice. You want to do something, you need to ask advice. Then we learn also that to repeat something profusely, till the listener understand what you want to say. Because this man was asking, and the Prophet ﷺ keep on telling the same thing, so that he understand, till this man understood the importance of the matter. When we want to tell somebody, we does so, that is from the unders, and from the style and the manner of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, that he used to repeat something so that people can understand. He does so many, sometimes in many occasions, thrice, for people to understand. So we're learning also from that. What is it telling also? Al-Hadith, يَحْذَرْ مِنْ آفَاتِ اللِّسَانِ. It is warning us from the evil of the tongue, which we have discussed again. Al-Hadith يَحُطُ عَلَى إِجْتِنَابِ أَسْبَابِ الْغَضَبِ. This hadith is telling us to stay away from things which will make us to be angry. Sometimes we find mistakes and problems in other people wherein the problems was within us. We fail to socialize with them, then this relationship, they are broken. Both parties sometimes, they are to be blamed. The one who caused and the one who received, the perpetrator and the one whom it was done unto. Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal, grant us the ability and the tawfiq to understand. Ameen. Bijayi Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society. Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society.